Hey everybody, this is Keisha Boston from the Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, and entertaining stories. And hopefully it will encourage your heart to help you keep on keeping on another day and make this thing happen for y'all. First of all, I want to apologize because I listened to one of my podcast episodes and I was like, you weren't funny. I didn't say anything funny. Like, I've been like really, really getting into some stuff. It's been some deep stuff. So I'm going to try to get back to funny. I might add some background music to this, but I'm going to try to get back to funny. If we look back over our lives, how many times do we look at take an inventory of who you take advice from? Like, write down who you take advice from. Hopefully you're putting me down. We take advice from podcasts, great podcasts like this one, the Keisha Boston Show. Our pastor, our best friends, our family members. We take advice from people who just made us feel a certain way. Not to say that they were right, but they just made us feel a certain way, so we listen to them. We take advice from a lot of people, but I'm doing this podcast episode because the one person that we don't really listen to, like we should listen to, is ourselves. Like we have this indicator sometimes that's like, this isn't right. We have an indicator of, this is kind of what I'm interested in. This is what I want to go towards. But we kind of, I don't know, like why we don't give ourselves play. Like we dismiss our inner feelings. We dismiss our inner desires. And sometimes we talk to people for advice on our inner feelings and our inner desires. And they don't feel how we feel about these things. They don't know the desire that we have behind these things and the desire that you're trying to figure out. You're trying to figure this thing out, and we get advice from these people and they're not, it doesn't always turn out being the best thing because again, they don't know that, they don't really get the inner desires and inner passion that you have going on and that you're trying to figure out. And we get advice from these people and we use that advice to kind of shape our next move. And the one person we should listen to, it's ourselves. Like, listen to yourself. Like, stop playing you. Give yourself some credit. Because at the end of the day, it's you. Don't nobody know you like you outside of God. Like, I can lie to somebody else, but at least I know what I'm lying about. Like, I can cover up a motive. I can cover up an emotion or a feeling. But at the end of the day, I know what that emotion, feeling, I know what all that stuff is pertaining to me. I want you guys to just be a little more mindful of yourself. Put your feelings, put your desires, put that stuff first. Like, really, like put the things that you want to make happen, the things that you want to do. I talked about boundaries and triggers and stuff like that. Like, knowing yourself is just so, so important. But really, really give yourself some credit and some advice for paying attention to you, because certain things will go off on you and certain things will really, really stick out to you and they won't stick out to other people. And this is one of the reasons how I knew I was different. I would hear an interview from Oprah or Beyonce and I'd be watching it with other people. And at the end of the day, we all watched the same thing, but when it was over with, we all took something different from it. And typically I'm sitting there thinking like, yo, this changed my life. I feel like I want to do this. I feel like I want to act. I want to, you know, this is what I'm thinking and this is what I'm saying. And everybody's like, yeah, it was great. But I just liked how she was happy in it. And I'm like, didn't you want to act? Didn't it leave you with that? And they're like, nah, you crazy. And that right there, that's what throws us off. The dismissal from other people off of feelings that we have and how we really should handle that. And say, yeah, okay, I'm crazy, but I know how I felt. I know how it inspired me. I know how it triggered something in me. So I just want you guys to give yourself an opportunity. Like, listen to yourself. Like, follow the path of the desires and the feelings that yourself is giving you. Follow your advice. Like, this is what I'm telling you guys, I promise you. It'll take you far. Give yourself, get that inner voice inside of you. Give it some play. All right, y'all. Hey, my name is Keisha Boston, and I'm done. What do I say now? I say deuces. Thank you for listening. Bye.